I just ask, when did you actually come? What year did you come?
38.
So did you come under the Kinder transport?
No, 36.
36 you came, right?
36, I came later on again.
Right.
So in Leamington Spa, where did you stay and who with?
Very comfortable. It was these people, it was their business to take students in to learn English.
Right, okay. But when you say these people, was this a family or was it
yes,
an organisation?
A family.
Right.
In a huge big house, very cold.
Were they Jewish people?
No, Jewish. Not Jewish.
Right.
Not Jewish.
And how did you feel when you were there?
I can adjust very well. I tell you, a year later, my sister came to the same people. She hated it.
Right, so she had a totally different
experience. Yes, she was so constricted. I didn't mind.
Okay, so you were there, you said, for about 30 weeks?
Yes, I was here, I tell you, 3 times 10 weeks, which is quite important. After 10 weeks, you had to return to Germany. If you were away longer, your passport was confiscated.
Okay.
So I was there for 10 weeks, went there, came back. That was the reason why I didn't stay on.
So when you say you were there for 10 weeks, then after 10 weeks you went through to
Birmingham? Germany.
So you went back?
Yes, I had to. Otherwise the passport was taken.
Okay, so every time you went back to Germany and came back over again to England, did your aunt bring you over?
No.
Just the first time?
Only the first time.
Right, okay. So you were very young and you were travelling to another country with a foreign language.
But we all were.
Okay, so you said that you were 16 at this time, and then what happened between the age of 16 and 26 when you met your husband?
Well, I can tell you exactly. When I went back to Germany in 1937, after a year, I stayed with my parents, but then I went to Geneva to do a course in maternity nursing, which lasted a year. Now I was coming on for 18. And I'm back in Germany. And my sister was also in Germany. Mm-hmm. Still going to school. And our rabbi, with whom we were on very good terms, a very modern man, he came one Saturday afternoon to our house and said, "Is your sister in?" "Yes." "She has to leave this address immediately because the police are after her." "Why? What is the matter?" And this rabbi told me. A Jewish boy was traveling from Germany to Holland. And this all was very strict and he was investigated. And they found a diary. And they found in this diary that he had a close affair with my sister. But she was underage.
How old was your sister at that time?
16. Beautiful, beautiful girl. So this was not supposed to be done, obviously not. So immediately after the rabbi's advice, got her just out of the house as far as to friends in Cologne, that in case of police came, we could say she's not in. Mm-hmm. End of story. She never came back from Cologne. She went straight to England, to London. And then my parents decided I better also go to London because they did not want her to roam about alone in London. So then we were both together in London.
Okay, so you joined her in London. And what happened with your sister?
My mother came to London early in September 39, just before the war, in August. The war broke out on the 3rd of September. She came to London in August with a view to buying a big house to be able to rent out as bed and breakfast. Again, that was something you could do without a permit. And my father would have some kind of an occupation, doing the books or whatever. Now, in the late days of August there, war was hanging over us, and you couldn't possibly buy a house. You didn't do that. So my mother and my sister, and we were in London. My father was in Holland. And my father kept on writing and phoning my mother should come back because of the threat of war. The next thing my father said, would she bring my sister back as well? And they left London.
All right.
The day war broke out, on the 3rd of September at 10 o'clock, war was declared at 11 o'clock. And the first air raid alarm was at 12 o'clock. So on that very day, I met my husband at a friend's house. Very strange. This friend, who I'd known for donkey's years, phoned me up and said, look, I'm giving a sandbag filling party. The government came around very quickly with big vans and deposited sand every 30 yards and bags because we now needed to protect England. He said, come along, and I went to him. He was also in a bed and breakfast like we all were, but we were all doing our bit and we filled sandbags. And my future husband happened to be there, so we met. Now, the sandbags was really very funny. After the first heavy rain, the sandbags all burst. And London was a sea of sand. You can't imagine. I have no idea. That day I met my husband there. And I met two gentlemen, him and a close friend of his. And we kind of kept seeing each other. And he immediately joined the army, my husband. His brother also was a doctor, and he was already a British subject. So for him it was obviously to join up immediately.
Where had your husband come from originally?
Germany.
Germany.
And so my husband joined the army, and that was it. Whenever he came on leave, we saw, and we became friendly with his brother. It was just, they were all refugees. So that is how I met him, and we got married immediately after the war. He was demobbed from Belgium in October, November, but my divorce was not fully through yet. You had to wait 6 months. There was a time where we got married in March then. And that, came to Scotland.